message.
You know, people make saying no sound so easy, but let's be honest. For most of us, it's like trying to walk a tightrope while juggling flaming swords. Terrifying, with a strong likelihood of injury. Think about it. How many times have you said yes to something only to immediately regret it? Like your friend says,
"Can you help me move this weekend?"
And before your brain can scream, "Lie, say you have plans," your mouth goes, "Sure, I'd love to help." Love to? Nobody loves moving. Moving is just Tetris, but with your spine. Here's the thing. Saying no is not just about avoiding awkward favors. It's about setting boundaries, protecting our mental health, and avoiding situations where we're, you know, miserable. Because every time we say yes to something we do not want, we are saying no to something we do want. Like peace, sanity, or binge watching our favorite show in sweatpants. The real trick is learning to say no without feeling guilty, which is difficult because society has trained us to believe that saying no makes us selfish. But listen, no is not selfish. It's called self-care. Like, no, I cannot bake 200 cupcakes for the PTA fundraiser. Or, no, I can't babysit your three bratty kids on Friday night. I have a very important date with myself and a pint of ice cream. And let's talk about FOMO for a second. The fear of missing out is why we say yes to things we know that we're going to hate. Someone invites us to a party, and instead of saying, "No, I need to recharge," we think, "What if Beyonce shows up?" Spoiler alert, Beyonce isn't coming to your cousin's karaoke night. But here's the genius part. When we say no, we create space for better yeses. Like, no, I'm not taking on that extra project at work. So you can say, "Yes, I'm finally going to take that pottery class and live my best ghost moment." Saying no also sets an example for other people. When people see us confidently setting boundaries, it gives them permission to do the same. It's like starting a revolution, but instead of storming castles, we're reclaiming our time. So the next time you feel pressured to say yes, pause, take a breath, and ask yourself, "What am I really saying no to if I agree to this?" And if the answer is your happiness, your sanity, or that last bit of ice cream in the freezer, it's a hard no. Thanks. And remember, no is a complete sentence. Use it wisely.